new title holders in AEW. I'm Matt Carlins, and this is Just Pro Wrestling News for Thursday, January 6th, 2022. A big welcome to those of you listening on thewrestlingrevolution.com. You can bring our updates to your website. Find out how at justprowrestlingnews.com.
AEW.
Two new champions were crowned on Dynamite's debut on TBS. Jurassic Express won the AEW tag titles from the Lucha Brothers in the main event of last night's show. Jungle Boy rolled up Penta El Cerro Miedo for the win. Moments earlier, Luchasaurus chokeslammed Rey Fénix through a table at ringside. Fénix immediately grabbed his left arm. It did not look good. Many AEW wrestlers were tweeting prayers and well wishes after the show. Jade Cargill is the first TBS champion. She won the tournament final last night. Cargill pinned Ruby Soho after hitting Jaded from the second rope. The show opened with Hangman Page beating Bryan Danielson to retain the AEW championship. He pinned Danielson with the Buckshot Lariat after about 30 minutes of action. Captain Sean Dean beat MJF via disqualification after CM Punk showed up, ran off MJF, and then hit Dean with the go-to-sleep. That is the first DQ finish in the history of Dynamite. Also last night, Malakai Black beat Brian Pillman Jr., and Wardlow made quick work of Antonio Zambrano. Tony Khan told Z100 in New York City that a dream signing is coming soon to AEW.
WWE.
A round of cuts behind the scenes at WWE, most of them involving NXT and the Performance Center. Fightful and PW Insider were among the first to report the names. The list includes William Regal, who was the longtime on-screen general manager on NXT, Brian James, better known as Road Dogg during his in-ring days, who was appearing on screen as Hachi Man with the Diamond Mine, former NXT Tag Team Champion Danny Burch, Timothy Thatcher, and a number of coaches and other employees who were not appearing on TV. There is a title match on today's NXT UK. Meiko Satomura defends the UK Women's Championship against Blair Davenport. Also promoted for today's episode, Symbiosis versus Ashton Smith and Oliver Carter. The winning team is the number one contender for the NXT UK tag titles, currently held by Mustache Mountain.
Impact Wrestling.
Tonight's Impact Wrestling is the last stop before Saturday's Hard to Kill pay-per-view. Jonah will go one-on-one against Jake Something. Also tonight, Deonna Purrazzo versus Mercedes Martinez, the Impact debut of Masha Slamovich, plus Chelsea Green, Tasha Steelz, and Lady Frost versus Jordynne Grace, Rachel Ellering, and Rosemary, Carl Anderson versus Heath, and Ace Austin and Madman Fulton versus Johnny Swinger and Hernandez. Major League Wrestling presents the premiere of its new mini-series MLW Azteca tonight. The main event is the first-ever Apocalypto match. MLW champion Alex Hammerstone and Pagano versus King Muertes and Taurus, plus Richard Holiday versus Psycho Clown, and a trios match, Aramis, Destiny, and Mysticis Jr. versus Arez, Black Danger, and Dinamico. MLW Azteca drops on MLW's YouTube channel tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern.
New Japan Pro Wrestling.
Night 2 of Wrestle Kingdom 16 in Tokyo Dome on Wednesday. Kazuchika Okada beat Will Ospreay in the main event and retained the IWGP World Heavyweight Championship. After the match, Tetsuya Naito was out and expressed his interest in being Okada's next title challenger. Earlier in the show, Naito beat Jeff Cobb. Hiroshi Tanahashi is once again the IWGP United States champion. He beat Kenta in a bloody and brutal no disqualification match. Tanahashi finished off Kenta with a high fly flow from the top of a 10 to 12 foot tall ladder, driving Kenta through a table. Bullet Club's House of Torture, Evil Show, and Yujiro Takahashi held on to the Never Six Man titles with a win over Hirooki Goto, Yoshihashi, and Yo. Show pinned Yo after he hit him with a wrench. Robbie Eagles and Tiger Mask retained the junior tag titles. They won a three-way over Ryusuke Taguchi and Rocky Romero, and El Fantasmo and Taiji Ishimori. The referee threw out ELP and Ishimori mid-match. after a metal plate was uncovered inside ELP's boot. Minoru Suzuki won the KOPW 2022 trophy after winning a four-way against Tori Yano, Chase Owens, and Shima. Suzuki pinned Yano with a Gotch-style pile driver. That is Just Pro Wrestling News for Thursday, January 6th. I'm Matt Carlins. Thank you for listening.
This show is a member of the Sorgatron Media Podcast Network. Find out more at sorgatronmedia.com.